Going to go ahead and call the Education Committee meeting to order. The date is September 22nd. The time is 10:31 a.m. Roll call, please.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Speaker Pratt?
Here. Here.
Unmuted.
Speaker Pratt?
Here.
Congressman Walker?
Here. We have a quorum. Next is approval of the minutes. Please, the minutes from yesterday. I noticed on the amendment by Congressman Potts that it has strike and strike. I think it should be strike and then add top of page 2.
Thank you.
Chair to entertain a motion to approve the minutes as amended.
Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as amended.
A motion on the floor by Congressman Maker.
Second.
Seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Yeah.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the minutes are approved. Next is ONCA 76. We're on section 34, higher education.
Chair Walker. Chair Walker.
Yes, who was that?
Yes. Congressman Tillman.
Go ahead, sir.
We forgot to pray.
That's kind of important. Would you please handle that for us?
I will. Please bow your heads. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you. All right, now, Agenda Item 5, Section 34, Higher Education Scholarship Fund. Anyone want to start?
Chair Walker, this is Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair Walker. So I would like to ask Mr. Frazier to weigh in on our budget analyst concerning their request for drawdown by Scholarship America that was requested in July of this year, 2020, and the amount that was received by Scholarship America on or about August 3rd, which would leave the revolving fund balance to be less than what we possibly looks like be less than what we actually have in front of us. Mr. Frazier?
Yes, ma'am. This report is based on calendar year. So the spring term, like you and I were discussing on the phone a moment ago, I was double checking that. That would have been pulled out in November or December of 2019 and wouldn't show up on this report. The summer term, they requested $750,000. That was provided in early April. It looks like that may be included on this report along with some additional money that may have been paid out. And then Scholarship America requested $4 million, I believe, on July 21st, and they received that via wire transfer on August 3rd. So it appears that this report does not accurately reflect what we have in the Higher Education Scholarship Fund, that it's at least $4 million off.
Mr. Frazier, what was the drawdown on November 2019?
Not have that information in front of me. I'm sorry, Congresswoman.
That's okay. Somebody else might have that information. No?
I see Ms. Wildcat on the phone. Maybe she has that information.
That's a good question.
Wildcat, are you available and in position to weigh in on this?
I am here. Can you clarify your question, please?
So the question, at least in my mind, is when we look at the revolving fund balance, the latest one that I've received, at least from Treasury's office, it stated September 8th when we received it, but it says as of 8/31/2020. You look at the remaining balance, it shows a balance of $8,869,657 with $969,279 drawn down or spent during this calendar year. Mr. Frazier just indicated that he has seen a $4 million wire transfer along with a $750,000 transfer. Did I summarize that accurately, Mr. Frazier?
Yes, sir. And I believe that the $750,000 transfer may be reflected on this report, but the $4 million transfer is definitely not reflected in this report.
That's the same information that we have. Exactly what Jordan just basically stated. So I think if we need to know any more, we would need maybe the treasurer or controller to weigh in on this.
I just sent them both a text message. Jordan, with that said, have you done the calculations? I'm trying to do them in my head. But it, I mean, so have you? Do you have the calculations here in front of you?
I don't know that I have enough information to give you an accurate balance for the Higher Education Scholarship Fund, but I can tell you that it's based on this report and the information I've received from Scholarship America, I think it's at most $4,869,657. It's definitely not the figure you see on the page here. $8,869,657. It would be $4 million less than that.
Gotcha. And so do you think the 969,279 that says spent, do you think that captures the 750 for the summer or not?
I want to say yes, but I'm not sure. I apologize.
Treasurer.
Chair Walker.
The treasurer said he.
Clark, and I just wanted to notify you that Mr. Littleton has entered the call.
Thank you. Welcome, Treasurer Littleton. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so this, the revolving fund balance that we have shows an $8 million, or basically an $8.8 million balance, according to Mr. Fraser, our budget analyst. He shows a $4 million drawdown or wire transfer. It's not reflected in this report. Can you confirm or that?
Okay. What's the date that he's showing of the actually, we're in the process of updating that report right now, but what's the date of the drawdown that Mr. Fraser has?
August 3rd.
August 3rd. Okay. Please. Okay, I'm here. I believe the $4 million drawdown is correct. I'm looking. Yeah, people are in the report and I'm not able to pull it up. An updated report, but I do remember that we drew some money down for the fall semester. So.
In the neighborhood of $4 million?
I believe that's right, yeah.
Okay, so the if you look at the report that we have, it says 979 has been spent during this calendar year. Do you recall what that number, that figure represents?
That's a drop down for like the spring semester, and a little bit on the summer semester. I'm looking to get into another report that will show us that.
Okay, so Jordan reported a $750,000 drawdown for the summer semester. Earlier week, it's a 969. Does that include that 750?
Okay. I'm sorry, it's loading now. Now, the report from Scholarship America is showing the $800,000 drawn down on September 8th, 2020, for the fall 20 semester. And the 19 status is showing. Did you say spring semester? Or summer semester?
Well, the 750 number was included the summer. That was the number that he said represented the summer semester.
Yeah, I'm going like 723 for the spring and summer semester.
Okay, and so would it go ahead?
Hold on, I'm getting my report here. Okay. August 20th, we paid Scholarship America $64,000 for for their management fee also. And you have to remember that revolving fund report is a calendar year report, not a school calendar year report, or it's one of the confusing reports we get.
Okay, so if I were to just kind of do some calculations based on the information that I've received and heard, it would appear to me that the $8.8 million that's on the revolving fund report, you could back out $4 million. That would bring it down to $4.8 million. Is there another amount that has been spent out of that fund that would lessen the revolving fund balance as of today?
Okay, hold on. Okay. Yeah, we're trying to get the dates of the drawdowns right. Like I said, the revolving fund per previous Congress request is a calendar year. And of course, Scholarship America runs on what they call a school calendar. So it starts in like September and runs to the following. It starts in August and runs to the following. And so when I look at, and I'm trying to compare those reports with actually what we paid and getting the dates there.
Treasurer Littleton?
Yes, sir.
I realize you guys are busy working with the auditors and stuff like that. I appreciate you joining us, kind of working on the fly. If we maybe took like a 20-minute recess, do you think you could get an accurate number for us for the standard?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. That would be perfect.
So it's 10:53 now. 11:15. Is that long enough? You want to go 11:20?
Yeah, 11:15 will work.
Third entertainer recess to recess until 11:15.
Don't move, Brian.
Without objection, we're on the set until 11:15. All right, well, Congressman Pott. Is there something you want to accomplish?
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
I think there's still other topics that the committee can consider. I don't want to hold the treasurer up, and I certainly believe they can sit away and do some work and come back. I think there's other things the committee can consider.
All right. I don't disagree. We were clearly spinning our wheels right there.
Chairman?
So, who's that?
It's Angela. If I'll recess as long as we need to in order to get an accurate report, because now I question how accurate is the entire report on all the funds. So I'll recess as long as it takes the Treasury to go back and make sure that all the fund balances are correct in a report that they give to us. So I'll make a motion to recess.
I second.
Is that to a time certain or the call of the chair?
I guess the call of a chair, you can ask them when they can get the numbers to us correctly.
Treasurer Logan, will you send me a text whenever you're ready to go, and I'll have the clerk send out an email.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Frazier.
I think Jim jumped off the call a minute ago.
Okay, I'll communicate that to him.
Mr. Chair.
We're in discussion regarding recess to the call of the chair, Congressman Pott.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I agree with the speaker. I think recessing until we can get an accurate report is important, but I also think that there's just other information that the committee can consider without that report. We've been operating without that report in the past. So, I mean, I understand the need for an accurate report. I support that. I don't think there's anything wrong with accounting and the treasurer stepping away to generate that report, but I do think that there's other business that the committee can consider. So I'll be voting no for the motion to recess. Thank you.
Well, I'll just weigh in. I don't disagree with that, but this is at least the third time that we've discussed this. And, you know, it's time where we determine what amount is needed in that fund. it's 8.7, fine. If it's something less than that, which I believe it is, then that's fine too. But I just feel like we've been talking about it. I don't really know what else needs to be talked about other than how much needs to be appropriated. So I support the motion to recess. Any more discussion?
Chair, this is Maker. I thought we was already in recess.
No, the first motion to recess didn't receive a second, but we have a motion and a second now to recess to the call of the chair. And okay. If it passed, then I'm going to communicate with the treasurer, find out a time that he's able to rejoin us with accurate numbers, and I will inform the clerk, and she will inform the committee by email.
Okay, well then, do we have to have a roll call vote, or are we in recess?
We're in discussion. All those in favor of recessing say yes.
Yes.
Those opposed?
No.
No.
We have two no's and three or four yeses. Yeses have it. We're in recess.